This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good morning. I'm Alex Stegman in for Adora Namigante, and this is The Rundown. State and local leaders gathered at the James R. Thompson Center in downtown Chicago yesterday to officially mark the start of construction. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson were joined by officials from Google, which will turn the former government building into its Chicago headquarters. Karen Sauter is site lead for the Google office in Chicago. She says the company will work to preserve the center's place in the city's history.
With the Thompson Center, we saw a chance to revitalize the Loop, but also take this iconic building that some thought of tearing down, and instead make the renovations necessary to respectfully steward it into the 21st century.
Sauter says the space will be renovated to be energy efficient, and there will be green spaces throughout the complex. Since 2018, a group of hospitals in the Chicago area that normally compete with each other have been collaborating. They're part of the so-called HEAL initiative to reduce gun violence. Several people involved in the effort are touting their progress. That includes the hospitals, hiring more than 4,000 people who live in neighborhoods with some of the highest rates of gun violence and poverty in the country. Here's U.S. Senator Dick Durbin.
People say that the best way to stop a bullet is with a job. Well, these 10 hospitals turned out to be the biggest employers in the neighborhood, by far. Nobody was even close.
Durbin says he helped get the hospitals in the HEAL initiative another more than $4 million. The hospitals also hire students over the summer, and they help gunshot victims recover by linking them with housing, food, and legal assistance. The Illinois Department of Public Health says the state has given out more than 100,000 free gun locks in the past year. The initiative started last June in partnership with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Illinois State Police. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Samir Vora says preventing firearm injuries is a critical public health goal.
And gun locks are important tools that allow safe and secure mechanisms to be put into place for gun owners to prevent accidental shootings, gun violence, and suicide.
Forrest says the public health department will continue to give out gun locks at county fairs, back-to-school events, and other summer gatherings. The locks come with information about the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline as well. The lawn care trend No Mow May has taken off in the suburbs. The conservation effort calls for people to skip mowing their lawns for the month of May to help early spring pollinators like bees and beetles thrive. Andrea Kramer of the Chicago Botanic Gardens says city dwellers with smaller lots can help support pollinators too.
Some folks who only have balconies and who are growing lots and lots of species that are providing resources for wildlife, and they're seeing all kinds of birds and pollinators that are showing up in that space. So kind of if you build it, they will come.
Kramer recommends planting perennial flowers in pots, planters, and containers to make the most of limited outdoor space. Here are some other quick things you should know about today. Organizers of the pro-Palestinian encampment at the University of Chicago say the encampment was raided by university police at about 4:30 this morning. Photos posted by the group show officers clearing tents and taking down barriers. The encampment had been on the school's quad in Hyde Park for more than a week. Two nonprofit Chicago newsrooms won Pulitzer Prizes yesterday. The Invisible Institute and City Bureau won the prestigious award for the local reporting category for their collaboration on missing black women and girls in Chicago. The Invisible Institute also won for its podcast, You Didn't See Nothing, which revisited a 1997 racially motivated attack on a Southside teenager. And Chicago-based author Jonathan Eig won in the biography category for his book, King, A Life, about Martin Luther King Jr. We could see a quarter to a half inch of rain today with showers and thunderstorms through late this afternoon and a high around 70. Clearing skies this evening with a low in the mid-50s. That's it for now. Coming up later today, Jump is a play about grief, loss, friendship, and hope. It's running now until June 1st at Theater Wit.
You start off at the very beginning of the story knowing that their mother has passed away. So it hits you right from the beginning that these sisters are meeting at their childhood home, waiting on dad to get there, nervousness and like, sister relationship is introduced, but then you aren't really sure beyond that what the situation is going to be.
Rundown host Aaron Allen talks with the lead actor and the director. That's today at 1 p.m. Thanks for listening. We'll see you then.